Hi, California Ag Industry. This is Sean Haynes here with the Ag Center. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays on KMJ's Ag Hour at 5 a.m. for California's weekly commodity and market price updates. You can also visit theagcenter.com for more information and detail on these reports. Thanks.
Beef prices continue to kind of stay solid in that 545 to 563 range for current and forward delivered cattle in the 458 range for dairy and beef crosses. We'll have to see where that comes after the sale results from last week, which I haven't seen yet. If we see another pop up in prices or a continued price hold there, you may see another move up in these calf prices. Calf prices are sitting about $1,450 for beef on dairy cross steers, $900 for Holsteins, and $850 for Jersey cross beef animals. A lot of continued pressure on that market. It's going to continue to stay here as long as there's no retention back east or out here on the native herd. As long as there's heavy placements of heifers in the feedlots, which are still sitting about 38 to 40%, and you've got restricted cattle coming into the U.S. as far as animals from Brazil and Mexico and other places, there's just no cattle. I think the consumers continue to push and buy this meat without really backing off, and that's the only thing I can really see kind of coming back on this thing is the consumer pushing back. I was looking possibly for substitute meats to kind of come in and put some pressure on, but you're seeing a continued rise up in pork, which is sitting about 97 to 99 cents per pound right now, kind of all-time high average levels, and poultry's been pushing up as well price-wise. So this protein thing's been picking up all markets. Unfortunately, on the dairy side, they aren't suffering successful right now. Milk prices have come off a little bit. 6 month average is about 1684. We're kind of in the red territory for a lot of dairymen, even with the beef income bringing in about $5 to $8 per hundredweight. A lot of folks worried about all this cream volume coming on from the cattle. A lot of high components that we've learned to milk these cattle better. And we've got an older herd which provides higher components, and that really hasn't hit the market yet in the cheese and butter side. But the sentiment in the market is the fact that it's going to create a large oversupply of butter and oversupply of cheese. Currently, there isn't that. Cheese is actually under versus, under about 6% with 200% export volumes going out. And cheese is kind of very similar, very barely up a little bit month by month, but with huge export volumes going out. But either way, it's still holding prices down with the market segment from these large buyers pushing the commodity market around. So we'll see how it goes. Almond harvest continued to go on. All reports saying it's a lot lighter than everybody expected. Most people in the industry calling this crop about 2.7, 2.8 range versus the 3 billion pound mark that everybody else is talking about. If that is the case, you're going to see a continued rise in price, with some people calling $3 per pound in shell and $2.90 to $2.85 per pound nonpareil prices. If you get the higher size, the issue is going to be what's your nut size at. As this crop comes in, the hulls have been very heavy. Nut size has been kind of light, which has been kind of coming back to those lighter cleaned out weights versus field weights. And so as that moves along, we'll have to see where people can take advantage of those prices or not. Tomato harvest just about done. Again, huge volumes of tomatoes coming off the fields, well above last year's average. We're probably most people expecting 52 ton average to 55 ton average across the board. Any overages getting bought at $20 per ton versus the $109 contract price. We'll have to see next year if that it's going to translate to less acres being provided in contracts or not. And if so, where those contracts are going to be set as far as the amount of tons go. But that for right now is what I got going on in agriculture in California. Thanks.
This segment is sponsored by Centered Marketing Group. Your work speaks for itself. Your website should too. Centered Marketing Group is building professional, high-quality websites starting at $500 down. Get yours started at centeredmarketing.com.